The sixth one of this set is one that the Buddha refers to as actually the most important of all six, and that's maintaining a commonality in our right view, basically right view as is described in the Noble Eightfold Path. That this is one of the most important aspects of living together harmoniously, is kind of having a common basis for what we're doing here together. And this is, in a way, it's particular to the right view, is particular to the Buddha's teachings, and therefore particularly applicable to a monastic community, but also in a household, particularly if you've got a practice of Buddhist meditation and ethics, then bringing these to the fore in how you reflect on the values of your family or your relationships, even if you're lucky to be able to bring it to your workplace. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, as a Buddhist doctrine, because a lot of the aspects of right view can be just picked up as they are without necessarily referring to the Buddhist doctrine. But it helps in a community like this that we have this template. And there's a lot of aspects to right view, both mundane right view and transcendent right view. But in terms of communal harmony, I think a few of the most important things to reflect on and to talk about with each other and to have in common is the aspect of right view that says that our actions have results. Essentially, this is the law of karma. We don't have to use those words, but just have to have this sense and appreciation that what we do and how we speak, how we act, makes a difference. How we think makes a difference. We're not just victims of our own conditioning. Certainly we experience the results of our ways of thinking and speaking and acting in terms of karmic results. But the whole teaching around intention and the fact that we can recognize how our conditioning informs our body and speech and thinking process, and we can see if it's wholesome or healthy or unskillful or skillful, and we can change that. We have the capacity to change. I think that's one of the main things of aspects of right view that helps promote communal harmony. We can look and see how what we're doing affects ourselves, how it affects other people. And if it's not working, we don't have to stay stuck in it. We don't have to judge other people either. We don't have to pigeonhole people. That's so easy to do. We have ways that we perceive other people. And sometimes, you know, we all have our strong patterns and our strong habits, but to assume that they're intractable or to assume that somebody will never change or that we'll never change is a wrong assumption. So that capacity to redirect through mindfulness and really making an effort to change our patterns of thinking and speech and action, and to really experience that and watch what the results are, and to realize that it takes time to do that and that these old habits can take quite a bit of time to change, but that over time and with right effort, that can be done. So it's interesting that the Buddha points to something like that as a basis for communal harmony, because it is pointing out that we, you know, have that capacity and that others have that capacity. So in a sense, we don't give up on each other. And also, another part of that right view is actually establishing the sense that liberation is possible, that we understand that there is suffering and that there is dissatisfaction, and that the world as it stands doesn't really offer us a very stable, long-term sense of happiness, but that there is that possibility, and that possibility to experience a complete ending of suffering, the ending of dukkha. And with that understanding, that deep conviction, then that's the common value that we all have. If we have that common value, then we use the tools that we have, we use the conditions that we have to keep working towards that, and supporting each other doing that. If we didn't have that kind of common belief or common value, that common view, then we'd probably find ourselves going off in many different directions and not being able to live together nearly so harmoniously. And then, of course, the understanding of the Four Noble Truths. This is, of course, our basic teaching. The Buddha calls it the elephant's footprint for all of the teachings. Everything can fit into the Four Noble Truths. So understanding how suffering arises, understanding how it ceases, and following the path leading to that. So these are core basics of this common view that is noble and emancipating, noble and liberating, as the Buddha calls it, as a basis for communal harmony. And we have to keep refreshing that. We have to keep reminding ourselves. We talk about it, we study it, and we talk about how to put it into place.